This is Serenade Radio with the best in easy listening. Now here's Mark Stein with Stein's Song of the Week.
Let's start with a question. What's the appeal of a good ballad? Anybody? Yes, you at the back with the blue eyes.
When a ballad is right, it's like poetry set to music. One thing I've always tried to reach for in my approach to a ballad is a respect for the lyric. I try to do it the way I think the writer would like to have had it done. For instance, I feel a lyric can be a lament, can be an exclamation of joy, or a lyric can tell the sum and substance of a man's life.
When I was 17, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for small town girls and soft summer nights. We'd hide from the lights on the village green. When I was 17,
I don't know whether the last 12 months count as anybody's idea of a very good year, so it helps to look further back across the decades, and all the wine, women, and song. This one ties it all together in a very Sinatra metaphor. Life as a wine cellar full of vintage years. Over half a century after its recording, It Was a Very Good Year seems made for Frank, but it wasn't, and it took a happy accident and a transformative arrangement to match the song to the singer. At a songwriters' gathering a few years ago, I found myself chatting with a dapper fellow who eventually introduced himself as Irvin Drake. I knew the name, but had only a hazy grasp of his catalogue, and for a moment I got him confused with his older brother, Milton Drake, who wrote this.
I love coffee, I love tea, I love the jabber jabbing, it loves me. Coffee and tea and the jabber and me. A cup, boy.
So that's not Irvin Drake, but his older brother Milton Drake. Irvin's younger brother, Arnold Drake, created Marvel Comics' Guardians of the Galaxy. If you dig the long underwear superheroes in the comic books, a very creative family. Anyway, I recovered my bearings and dropped into the conversation my admiration for Irvin's English lyric to this Engelbert blockbuster.
Tell me, when will you be mine? Tell me, quando, 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 we can share a love divine. Please don't make me wait again.
And not merely quando, quando, but tico, tico.
Oh, tico, tico, tick. Oh, tico, tico, tock. This tico, tico, he's a cuckoo in my clock. And when he says cuckoo, he means it's time to woo. It's tico time for all the lovers in the block.
It gets even more impressive. Irvin Drake wrote not just Quando and Tico, but Perdido.
Perdido, I look for my heart, it's Perdido. I lost it way down in Torito while chancing a dance fiesta.
By now you're probably wondering, did Irvin Drake write any songs whose titles end in vowels other than O? Why, yes, he did. In this case, the vowel is E.
Good morning, honey, you old gloomy sight. Good morning, honey, thought we said goodbye last night. I turned and tossed until it seemed you had gone. But here you are with the dawn.
A great Irvin Drake song and a great Billie Holiday recording. This was an even bigger hit for Irvin, number one on the UK charts, Frankie Lane.
I believe for every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows. I believe that somewhere in the darkest night, a candle glows.
And then my new acquaintance brought up, it was a very good year, and I nearly kicked myself. Of course, Irvin Drake's all-time greatest song. Don't get me wrong, I like Tico Tico and Quando Quando Quando, but if I had to shave the Irvin Drake songbook down to just one number, it would be It Was a Very Good Year. The year he wrote it wasn't a very good year at all, not for Irvin Drake's music. It was 1961 and he was working in television producing specials for Nat King Cole, Ethel Merman, Gene Autry, Ginger Rogers, Perry Como, Eddie Cantor. He was an important figure in the TV industry, but in the music biz, his real love, he hadn't had a hit in 8 years, not since I Believe. One day, he swung by an old music publisher pal to see what was happening, and his chum said he had a big star coming in to see him the following morning, Bob Shane of the Kingston Trio. The Kingston Trio were the biggest names of the early 60s folk fad. They'd had a number one single with Tom Dooley, and at one point, 4 of the top 10 albums were Kingston Trio LPs. So Irvin Drake went into the room next to the publisher's office, sat down at the piano, and wrote a folk song. When I was 17, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for small town girls and soft summer nights. He finished the thing in 10 minutes, although the central idea, life as a seller of fine wine, had been kicking around in the back of his head for some time. It's not a folk song, it's what happens when a real songwriter tries writing a folk song. Musically, it has an interesting, rather flamenco-like structure, which in turn suggested an unusual rhyme scheme. Each verse is a season in the very good year of a man's life, so the first line sets up the precise year the singer is recollecting, and the girls he's recollecting come at the end of the third line. Small town girls, city girls, blue-blooded girls.
When I was 35, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for blue-blooded girls of independent means. We'd ride in limousines, their chauffeurs would drive. When I was 30,
when I was 17, when I was 21, when I was 35, and that's it. No, when I was 48, I met une femme d'un certain âge. No, when I was 63, I met a rather merry widow. Because nobody in showbiz admits to being more than 35, so what's the point? Small town girls, city girls, blue-blooded girls of independent means. It's the story of a man on his way up. And Irvin Drake has only a few syllables to sketch very precise worlds. He doesn't waste a word. We'd hide from the lights on the village green. That pierces precisely stolen adolescent romance. Then on to the city girls who lived up the stair with perfumed hair. And it came undone. There's a whole scenario in there. The date, the dropping off at the apartment, the would you like to come up, and the hair tumbling down to let you know the evening's only just beginning. What a gorgeous sensual image. Whether Bob Shane appreciated all this is hard to say, but he came in the next day, heard the song, was asked if he'd sing it, and said, sure.
When I was 17, it was a very good year.
It was a very good year for small town girls and soft summer nights. We'd hide from the light on the village green. When I was 17,
what's with that whistling? Well, to make a song written 20 minutes ago sound more traditional and folk-like, Irvin Drake had punctuated each verse with a little tweedly-dee faux simple interlude to which the folkies would sing, "Hey, nonny-non, hey, nonny-nonny-non." Bob Shane assumed that was a massive leg pull and opted to whistle it.
When I was 21, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for city girls who lived up the stairs with perfumed hair that came undone. When I was 21.
The simplicity of the guitar accompaniment is appealing, but also the problem. They simpled the song out of all its potential. The Kingston Trio stuck it on their album Going Places, and it went nowhere. Lots of other folkies did it, and they went no more places than the original. The only recording even to hint at the dramatic possibilities of the song was by, of all people, Lonnie Donegan.
When I was 21, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for city girls who lived up the stair with perfume.
Ah, but that went nowhere too. In 1961, Irvin Drake was 42, and it was not a very good year. His post-I Believe drought continued. 4 years pass, and Drake's all but forgotten the song. It's 1965, and Frank Sinatra is preparing to mark his 50th birthday. Think about that for a moment. Most celebrities don't mark 50th birthdays. By then, their driver's licenses are shaving 3 or 4 years off, and their lifestyles are frozen around the age of 27. But Frank had decided to make an album about a man contemplating, as the title song says, the September of his years. I used to think the idea was nothing more than Sinatra contrarianism. At a time when most celebrities clung ever more fiercely to lost youth, he embraced premature old age. But friends of his told me the intimations of mortality were entirely genuine. In the preceding 10 years, he'd lost his record producer at Columbia, Manny Sachs, aged 56, his old boss, Tommy Dorsey, 51, his first grade arranger, Axel Staudel, 50, his longtime first violinist, Felix Slatkin, 47, and his exact contemporary, the singer he most admired, Billie Holiday, had died even younger, 44. So the sense of the days dwindling down was completely sincere. It's a beautiful record, the falling leaves, the greying hair, September, November. But it wouldn't be half the album it is had not Sinatra chanced to be driving through the California desert to his home in Rancho Mirage. He had the radio on, and of all unlikely things, the disc jockey played a 4-year-old Kingston Trio album track. Frank pulled over at the next gas station, shoved a dime in the payphone, and called Gordon Jenkins. The Kingston Trio version sounds nothing like a Sinatra song, but he heard the possibilities in it, and he'd lived its dramatic arc, the first verse of Small Town Girls and Soft Summer Nights, like young Frankie and Nancy, his girl next door back in Hoboken. And the second verse is City Girls of the Starlets at Metro in his Hollywood days. And the third verse is Ava Gardner, Lauren Bacall and the other A-listers he graduated to in the 50s. It's not meant to be that specific. It's about the memory of loves as different as great wines, as intoxicating and as impermanent, save for the lingering savour of a sweet taste just beyond your tongue. Sinatra's singing would be beautifully framed on this record by Gordon Jenkins' masterpiece of an arrangement. Gordy had more or less started the whole folk pop boom a decade and a half earlier when Decca Records declined to take his advice to sign the Weavers. So Jenkins put up his own money, signed them himself, and had one of the biggest selling hits of all time.
Irene, good night. Irene, good night. Good night, Irene. Good night, Irene. I'll see you in my dreams.
The Kingston Trio, in turn, modelled themselves on the Weavers. So Gordon Jenkins had helped invent the folk boom Irvin Drake had been trying to get a piece of. Still and all, he knew folkiness was not what A Very Good Year was meant to be about. He took Drake's little Hey Nonny Nonny interlude, the bit Bob Shane had whistled, and turned it into a great throbbing wail of strings and woodwinds. And for all the criticism of his harmonic language and his reliance on a handful of tricks, Jenkins was the greatest storyteller of Sinatra's arrangers. Gordon's whole thing was the story, Frank's trombonist Dick Nash said, and that's what the Jenkins arrangement did for It Was a Very Good Year. He told the story.
When I was 17, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for small town girls and soft summer nights. We'd hide from the light on the village green. When I was 17, when I was 21, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for city girls who lived up the stair with all that perfumed hair. And it came undone when I was 21. was 35. It was a very good year. It was a very good year for blue-blooded girls of independent means. We'd ride in limousines. Their chauffeurs would drive. When I was 35, but now the days are short. I'm in the autumn of the year, and now I think of my life as vintage wine from fine older kegs. From the brim to the dregs, it poured sweet and clear. It was a very good year.
When he heard Sinatra's version, Bob Shane said simply, "It fit him better than me." It blew Irvin Drake away. He had no idea that Frank had even heard of Very Good Year, never mind reinvented it. So he was over in London when his British publisher called him to say he'd received an advance pressing of Sinatra's recording of Drake's song. "Gee," said Irvin, "Frank finally recorded, I believe." "No," said the publisher, "it was a very good year." Drake couldn't see that at all and asked the guy to play it for him. It was a bank holiday weekend and they were about to close the office and head to the country. But he persuaded the publisher to delay his departure by 4 minutes and 23 seconds. "It wasn't a great phone line," said Irvin, "but I knew I'd heard a masterpiece and I fell in love with it and I've never stopped loving it. I couldn't imagine that kind of reading. Nobody had a mind like Sinatra and the ability as an actor." Unfortunately, the Sinatra Jenkins transformation of the song is so awesome, few other interpreters can get out of its shadow. Even Ray Charles, Willie Nelson, and the other geezers who get to it late tend to sound like they've been worn out by all the chicks rather than, like Frank, invigorated by them.
When I was 21, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for city girls who live up the stair.
Careful on that stair, old timer. For ladies, the song is even more perilous. A good friend of mine, a very distinguished actress and singer, has always loved It Was a Very Good Year and determined to do it in her act. Halfway through the second performance, the penny dropped, as she said. "When a man sings When I Was 17, 21, 35, everyone thinks, wow, what a life he's led. When a woman sings it, everyone thinks, whoa, this woman is really old." Cruel, but it feels true. Here's Della Reese overcompensating.
When I was 21, that was a very good year. Was a very good year for big city men. I had an apartment up the stair. I'd spray joy in my hair and let it fall on down there. I was so sick. I can recall as though it were yesterday. Oh, baby,
no, I won't come up. Think I'll have an early night before they have to scrape what's left of me off the wall. Keely Smith avoided that trap by performing the song as a salute to Frank from one of his staunchest gal pals and turning Irvin Drake's Hey Nonny Nonny and Gordon Jenkins' Strings and Oboe Wail into a big brassy swingin' vamp.
When he was 17, it was a very good year. Was a very good year for small town girls, soft summer nights. He'd hide from the lights up on the village green back when he was 17. Yes. A very good year. Was a very good year for city girls who lived up the stairs with all of that perfumed hair. How it came undone back when he was 21. Look out. Back when he was 35. Yeah. Woo! Let me hear that band.
Yeah, a song from me to you. Keely Smith with Frankie Capps Orchestra, words and music by Irvin Drake, arranged by Dennis Michaels as up-tempo swinger braggadocio. A lot of years, a lot of broads. Which makes a kind of sense. After all, babe-wise, if you had half Frank's memories, would you be as mournful and elegiac as Gordy Jenkins' oboe? I think not.
And now the days grow short. He's in the autumn of his years. And now he thinks of his life as vintage wine from fine old kegs, from the brim to the dregs. How it pours sweet and clear. Oh, it was a very good year. Yes, it was a very of a year.
No arguments there. I hope your next 12 months are as good as that. As to good years and bad, here's a tip. Sinatra had a line he liked to use. You gotta live every day like it's your last, because one day you'll be right.
Stein's Song of the Week was presented by Mark Stein and produced for Serenade Radio by Brian Savin.